Happy Wednesday and happy birthday to Calvin Williams, who needs no introduction, to Purdue Associate Athletic Director, former Purdue football player as well, has been with the Boilermaker Athletic Department, returned to the Boilermaker Athletic Department 10 years ago, which is hard to believe. But Calvin, this is the highlight of your media life here. You get a chance to be on your Arnie's birthday Zoom, but happy birthday to you.
Thank you. Glad to be here, Alan.
And, you know, Calvin, it's we always ask the question about birthday traditions and the things that you like to do from your whether it be growing up or a family tradition that you like, favorite restaurant or whatever that might be. What might be in store for you this evening, time permitting? Because I know this has been an extremely busy time for you.
Family tradition is simply, you know, we typically go to a restaurant. Ruth Chris is my favorite. That's where we went last year. However, my wife isn't too keen on going to in-house dining these days. So I don't anticipate that we'll be going to Ruth Chris, but we'll probably just pick up some food, seafood, and a couple of steaks. I think the temperature is going to be pretty nice this week. So maybe I'll break out the grill.
He's
on the grill and just have a shindig at the house.
Yeah, that's a good way to celebrate the birthday, no matter what, with family as well. You know, your day job is a busy one these days. I mean, you oversee volleyball, track and field, cross country, wrestling, and they're all competing right now in one form or another. Track and field had the Big Ten Championships this week. Volleyball beat Indiana again. Was it 17 straight? Unbelievably. If you're a Purdue fan, never makes you unhappy. Wrestling is, like you said, competing at a high level in the toughest league in the country. How are you keeping all this together here over this time? Because it's a convergence like none of us have ever seen before.
It's just, you know, just trying to be flexible. We continually preach to our coaches, we have to be flexible. When we saw the seasons were going to be pushed back and we committed to having a season in the spring and some untraditional sports. You know, we knew it would be this way. Coordinating our facilities with our event management team, you know, it's all learning on the fly and being flexible. So we're dealing with it. We're going to get through it. And I tell our coaches every day, let's just get through it. There are going to be some challenges. There are some that definitely nothing's going to be perfect. So, let's not, complain about anything. Let's just get through it. Try to stay healthy. That's been probably our biggest challenge, is having kids healthy, getting through the protocols. When a kid gets pops for COVID, you put them on a shelf so many days, and you know, who do they trace to? You know, how do you form your roster based on that? You know, so that's probably been one of the biggest challenges going forward. But we've been blessed to be pretty well. With a pretty good team of managing this COVID, and Doug Boersman, our medical staff have been great, and our kids have been doing their part, you know, so we just got to get through.
Yeah, you know, volleyball is having a very good season. I think ranked 11th in, at least in last week's poll. This is a team that Dave Shondell, you know, they beat Indiana, which is like we talked about, which is becoming an annual tradition, but still has some work to do. Definitely an NCAA tournament team, but from a seeding standpoint, because you've got opportunities to play Penn State this weekend. I think Ohio State's still on the schedule. Teams that are ranked kind of in the 10 to 20 range in the volleyball coaches poll. What have you liked about this team? It really is seems to be coming on pretty well.
It reminds me a lot of the 2013 team, that team that went to Elite Eight. We've got a back row, Jenna Otek, Marissa Horning, Skimmerhorn, you know, they're just tough, gritty. You know, we got pin hitters. We got depth. Tammy Trammell in the middle has been a pleasant surprise. You know, team with Jill Johnson, the Maddies, Maddie Cook, Maddie Chen, Emma Ellis. You know, we just have so much depth. I think we have even more depth than we had on that 2013 team. So watching them practice, Megan Renner, our backup setter, you know, she's coming off of ACL. She's competitive. So on both sides, when you can scrimmage against each other, and then you basically have, your frontline team that's a, you know, top 10, 11th ranked team. And then, you know, if you look at our backups, you know, they could probably be in the top 25 if they were at a school. So it's great competition. The girls get active. Nobody complains. You know, Dave goes with different rotations, and that's the biggest thing. They're very selfless players, and they gel as a team, and they just want to win.
Yeah, you get the opportunity to work with Dave Shondell, a very seasoned coach who was here before you got here. Yeah. Talk about that role and what your role is with him in terms of and the team. You obviously get to go watch him practice from time to time, though I don't know how much of that's going on in COVID. But he's an interesting guy to work with, but a very driven coach that has to make your job interesting and workable all at the same time.
Very driven, solid, great family reputation. When you talk about the Shondell name, not in Indiana and in high school and ABCA volleyball, but throughout the country, when you look at Papa Shondell's tree, you know, you see a lot of great volleyball coaches. So I just knew coming in, what I had to do is stay out of the way. It ain't broke. Don't try to fix it. You know, Dave has already had, great accomplishments prior to me getting here, working with Roger Blaylock, you know, so, I just knew I just had to stand back and learn from him. He's taught me so much, you know, about consistency and you know, not getting rattled and just being the best you can be. He's a phenomenal recruiter. Yeah. And pieces he has with him, Kathy, Jewel, and Johnny, they mesh so well. Yeah. They know what their lane is, and that's the great thing about them, just watching their chemistry and, you know, watching how they flow together. It's just been a great ride for me.
You know, wrestling obviously and volleyball have one thing in common. They play in the most difficult league in college sports in terms of for their sport. And maybe all, if you look at all the sports, it's hard to get tougher in the Big Ten in wrestling. It's, you know, they talk about the SEC to some extent in football, but the Big Ten in wrestling, the Big Ten in volleyball is absolutely at the top and competitive. Tony Ursuline's team is making improvement. You talked about building foundations, and yet it's night in, night out, a huge challenge. What do you like about where that program is and the job that he's trying to get done to put Purdue wrestling at the level, at the peak level it can possibly be?
I quite honestly think we're ahead of schedule. We knew, coming in, when we talked to Tony, and he has great history himself, having played, having wrestled at Iowa, so he brought, really strong tradition coming out from Nebraska also as a coach with Jordan Burroughs, when talking with Tony, we wanted someone who we knew wanted to be at Purdue and who could recruit. And he's shown that in his past, and he's shown it since he's gotten here. And we knew this senior class with Griffin Perriott, Devin Schroeder, that would be the class that we would need to cement our program. And they've done that. You know, they've taken us to another level, and we just need to continue to recruit. And Tony has a top 25 class over the last five classes. So we're headed that way. We just, the Big Ten is just so brutal. You know, when you, of the 14 teams in the Big Ten conference, 12 of them are in a top 25.
Yeah.
Take out Indiana and Maryland, everybody's ranked top 25. So there's no day off. We didn't wrestle anyone outside of the top 25 except Indiana University. So it's really brutal when you talk about the conferences. You know, it's as brutal as it gets, you know, whether it's basketball, football, volleyball, swimming, whatever you want to talk. I think wrestling is as brutal as it gets throughout sports.
Yeah, it is a gauntlet and then some on a nightly basis. All right, we've asked everybody kind of on this because we've all experienced this literally for almost a year now, the COVID experience. What is it? How's it changed you? I mean, it's changed all of us in some fashion, but your perspective on things and how you approach not only your work life but your personal life and how has that impacted you?
I think the biggest impact has tested my patience without a doubt. And, you know, again, we go back, just have to be flexible.
Yeah.
And this thing, this COVID has a mind of its own, and, you can't control it. You can control it to some extent, but it's it's breaking off into variants. And, you know, just have to be patient. And that's the biggest thing, you know, patience and flexibility is the words of the day.
Yeah, Calvin Williams, that jersey over your right shoulder, number 88, that was from the 1986 bucket game, I believe. You're with that, yep. Right? Yeah, that would have been about your freshman year, your redshirt freshman year, and what a great win for Purdue over Indiana. You are obviously tied to Purdue football because you have a son that plays, and you obviously also are on the short list of the best receivers of all time. I'm going to ask you about David Bell just because he's a unique individual. One of the great, really, with all due respect to Calvin Williams, this guy is at that level. What do you like about him as you watch him? Because you obviously watch football from a very discerning eye.
He is, he's a, I'm trying to frame it in one word, but the kid is just awesome. Yeah. You look at him from both sides of the ball. Generally, a receiver likes to come from left to right or right to left. He shows equal ability from both sides. That's what I like about him. Yeah. He's very consistent, has great body control. He's a big guy. He's not, you know, Rondell's a little smaller, but he's body receiver, can stretch the field, can work in tight spaces. He has everything. He is the package.
Yeah. And when it's not his time yet, but you can relate because you had obviously a prolific career with the Philadelphia Eagles. How does he, I mean, is he's a next level guy in your view? And to me, it's a no brainer. I mean, nobody, I've seen few guys can catch the football like he has. He's athletic. Mm-hmm. You have no reservations about his ability to compete at the next level when that time comes. We're not hurrying him along, by the way. We're no hurry for him to leave. I don't think any Purdue fan would be, but he's a next level guy.
Without a doubt. I think the question becomes, is he a next level guy next year?
Yeah.
Next level guy the year after next. I think that's going to be his call. And I'm sure he'll consult with his family and make the best decision, what's best for him. But without a doubt, this is a next level guy. I think, you know, when I talk to, you know, guys, when they ask me, you know, I particularly with a guy like him, I was like, it's not a matter of whether or not you're going to play at the next level. It's where you go, whether you're first round, the second round, the third round, or such and such. And I think a lot of that depends on you and how you play and how you finish up. You know, so I think the ball is in his court. I think he's a first, second round guy, without a doubt. I think we just have to get the ball in his hands and let him do what he does.
You can relate because you redshirted coming out of Baltimore and Purdue's got some talent at receiver that guys that we haven't even talked about yet, in my view. I mean, guys that fans may have known in the recruiting process, but now they may get their time. Talk about what that was like for you, but also if you were talking to them, you know, about that ability to, it's a different world in between 1985 and 2021. I get that. But sometimes being patient as a player is a challenge for anybody.
It is, you know, particularly when, you know, most of the guys, by and large, when they come to school, whether it be Purdue or anywhere else, you are the guy. You are the Metro, you are the all state, you are the all everything. Now you got a group of all greats and all everything's coming together. And then, you know, it's just a matter of who learns the playbook the fastest, you know, who impresses, who catches, and, you know, who rises. And then some guys, you know, they get in that competition and they, you know, kind of shrink, you know, who's shrink. And, you know, but I think this group is by far the deepest group on our squad. You know, they have a coach that brings more energy than anybody.
He does.
Anybody I've DeMarcus. Ever met in my entire life.
Yes, old
Marcus Shepherd is 24/7 nonstop, and I just love his energy. He gets the most out of his guys, and I'm just excited for this group. You know, Malik Carr. We haven't even seen Yassin yet, but I've seen his guy practicing. And I've seen him putting in the time during the summer, the things the fans don't see when I'm walking, you know, from, you know, my office to the football building. You see, you know, him and Malik Carr, you know, working on a jugs machine. It's just a great thing to see. And this group is by far the most talented, I believe, and I could be somewhat biased, but I think it's the group on our team and the deepest group also.
All right, last thing and an important thing, and obviously your role as an associate athletic director, minority enhancement, gender equity, just came off Black History Month. Tell me about that experience and what that message. It's been a volatile year, to be nice, over the last year with social justice and all the issues that come up. Tell us about your role and what you want to, you know, impart to student athletes, African-American, white, whatever. What's that message coming from you who's lived this for 54 years?
I think the biggest thing, you know, we have to do is just give opportunities. You know, that's what I've always tried to do from the moment I stepped in the door at Purdue, is just giving opportunities, you know, to everyone. You know, so when we go through the hiring process, whether it be on the coaching level, on the administrative level, whatever level, you know, just giving opportunities, you know, for people who otherwise haven't gotten the opportunities in the past. And that's been my biggest mantra, just giving opportunity and having people get a chance and create experiences for people and just broaden our horizon. Because when we broaden our horizon, it broadens us all and that makes us better. You know, when we deal with recruiting and different personalities, you know, so that's been my biggest thing, just creating opportunities and making us better each and every day.
All right. Well said. And appreciate where you're coming from. And it's a lesson to all of us, certainly, that get a chance to watch this. Calvin, have a great day and enjoy it. And I know you're going to be busy from start to finish, but hopefully you get a moment to outside of this spellbinding interview to enjoy your day. But thanks so much. And thanks also to Arnie's for sponsoring the Arnie's Birthday Zoom. And we'll be back here in the short term. We'll find somebody else to share the birthday. We've had a lot of fun doing these. Calvin, have a great day.
Thanks, Alan. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
All right. Thank you.
Boiler up.
All right.